K1 sunshine and a high near 59 today. High near 60 tomorrow, mostly sunny. 65 on Saturday and partly sunny and 71 on Sunday. Wait a minute, isn't it December next month? Anyway, it is 9:30 on a Thursday morning. And to spend a little bit of time with us this morning for Car Talk this morning, as always, Brad Dungess. Good morning.
Good morning, Charlie. Yes, it's a great day to be out in Bartlesville.
So December means you'll have a whole new set of incentives for the month of December.
Some of that's actually just still ramping up. We've already moved into Toyota-thon, into the end of the year-end clearance event for Ford. So that, you know, it's still underway now, and it starts like, I think Christmas shopping now starts after Halloween or something. And the end of year in the automobile business starts at Black Friday.
Well, no matter how particular we are on defining Christmas shopping season, we are in it.
We are in that. We're in model year in closeout, so we still have some 2017s we need to get rid of. We've got a lot of the 2018s that are hitting the lot, so all the new technologies out and the new models and stuff like that people like to take a look at.
And we will buy your car continues.
So we will buy your vehicle. I was going to mention that today because we really do need used cars. You know, we're looking for cars of any type, really, but particularly love to get our hands on those, you know, maybe 3 to 5 year old cars that have been well cared for. It really doesn't matter too much about the miles as long as they've been well maintained and are in decent shape. But be happy to give you an offer for any vehicle, really, you've got. Make you a cash offer, whether you're buying from us or not. You can keep the other dealer honest or find out what your vehicle's worth that way.
I think that's something that we've talked about in the past, that we will buy your car. It's transparency all the way through. This is the cash value that you're offering for that vehicle. Buy here, buy somebody else. This is what we're giving you for your car.
Yeah, and we use tools that, you know, to help us figure out what that price should be, and we put your vehicle in there. We put its trim content, you know, what accessories and options it may have, anything you've added to the vehicle, its miles, its condition, and all that. And we load it up, put a lot of great information in there, and we can show you exactly how we arrive at our number too. So it is transparent, it's full of value, and there's always a good answer to the question of what is it worth and how did you get to that number.
And Toyota-thon, I think, is known for good buys.
It is a big time of year for Toyota. We've got great incentives with Toyota-thon. 0% for 72 months on Corolla right now, which is really a great deal, or it's $2,500 off. So great deals on the Camry. It's 0.9 for 72 plus 1,000 on the 2018 Camry, which is the brand new one. And if you haven't seen that, it's a great car.
That's a pretty much complete redesign.
Completely redesigned. Of course, one of the flagship for Toyota. It's one of its hallmark vehicles, and you know, it's really a great car. Looks good, feels good. I've spent some time in it, driven it, and it really performs well. It's got incredible fuel economy. I mean, you think back 10 or 15 years ago, the kind of fuel economy this car has, you would have needed to buy a Prius, a hybrid vehicle, and it's going to consistently get you 40 miles to the gallon. It's a great car, excellent vehicle. Great deals on Fords too. Ford's got great incentives on the Ford trucks, as always, the F-150 and the Super Duties, and we've been selling a lot.
I saw that red truck you drove in today. That's a beauty.
Yeah, that's a Lincoln Navigator.
I just saw the front end of it.
It's all right. Okay. That's good. I like that car too. It is very, very handsome and looks good. But those great incentives on all those, the Lincolns and Fords. Particularly the Ford trucks have been moving like crazy. A lot of people are looking. We're talking to a lot of business owners who are shopping this time of year. I'd encourage them all not to wait too long. A lot of times people wait to the last minute. They've got to make a purchase. Maybe their accountant is telling them they need to put something in service this year. That would make sense. Yeah, but if you wait too long, you're not going to have a good selection. There are other people thinking the same thing, and a lot of times you guys are going to be after similar vehicles. So give us a little lead time. We can get you that vehicle for you, and now's the time to start that process.
Get a vehicle, get green tickets.
That's right, yeah, and we are handing out green tickets. I see a lot of them being handed out when I'm moving around the dealership every day. People are everywhere, and winning prizes. So
That sounds like a great deal. And, of course, you'll be in here 3 weeks from today.
That's right.
First day of winter.
I hadn't looked at the calendar to confirm that, but I will be here as always for our prize giveaway, and giving away a big auto package with tires and some auto services and stuff. A really great package, and you guys will be giving away hundreds of prizes that day.
We've had some daily winners right now. I think Dory said around 20 this morning. But the bulk of the prizes, $40,000 in cash and prizes over the course of the promotion, most of that $40,000 will be given away that morning.
That's right. It's an amazing event. If you haven't experienced it in Bartlesville, you get those tickets. And, you know, you might want to ask somebody who has experienced what the best ways to get organized on it are.
To go to Dundas Stadium and everybody come out in the cold and win a prize, but we like this one better.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. You guys do great with it. Lots of good stuff going on. It's such a busy time of year in Bartlesville. We have so many things going on, and we have a couple people, friends, that are with us today, but got Sherry Wilt from the Chamber. And the Chamber, you guys have so much going on this December, and I know this stuff's been in the works really for a long time, and it's finally here.
It is. We have an ice rink in Bartlesville.
Amazing. How do you do that when it's 70 degrees outside?
Well, we were sweating, let me tell you. The weather has not been helpful.
I will just say last Saturday in Dewey, they did real well with the blizzard. So,
well, and they don't have to maintain the blizzard.
Exactly. we have to maintain this for a month. Yeah, it opens to the public on Friday, and it's ready. It's frozen. It's a huge chiller. People going, how does he do that? Uh-huh. And there's coils all under that rink, and it's just filled with whatever he fills it with, and it's frozen. It's been all nighters.
Wow.
Not necessarily for staff, although we've been there till 10 every night, but you freeze it thin layer by thin layer by thin layer, and it's, like I said, the weather hasn't been the most conducive, but it's worked, and it's frozen, and it is going to be ready.
Well, I hear a little cold weather not too far around the corner that might get people kind of in the mood, but this weather, heck, this is beautiful.
Oh, this is great. and he has said, actually, this weather's been actually pretty conducive. I mean, Monday and Tuesday were not, with how hot it was, but it's been conducive to get the ice where we need it, and like I said, we're ready. We've got lots of things planned.
By Monday night, you'll have a low down in the 30s, and a low around 30 by Tuesday night, so it'll be skating weather, that's for sure.
Yes, definitely.
Not as cold as when I, you know, growing up, and the park that about four blocks from my house growing up in Illinois, you know, it was a lagoon that froze that we had, for there at the park to go ice skating.
Well, it's a unique experience. Not something everybody around here gets to do all the time.
No, and our rink is, we have free parking. We have a lot of things that, you know, other rinks around the area can't offer. We have free parking. We've got a quaint downtown. It's safe. We have carriage rides that will go through downtown. We have, on Saturdays from 1 to 5, we have live entertainment in the gazebo, the South Park area. On Saturdays from 1 to 3, we have Santa who will be there, and you can take your own pictures. He'll be there. We've got a beautiful red velvet chair that he's in, and he'll be by the train, so kind of that
cool
Polar Express look. The train is all decorated. The park is all decorated. We have we'll be doing for our members tonight, a kind of soft opening for all our chamber members and their employees.
Opportunity to win some prizes, too.
Yes.
We have a merchant crawl
mm-hmm. tonight from like 6 to 8. We'll be doing door prize drawings for that. If you bring your card back stamped, we will have a special drawing that was all going to for the door prizes and for $200 in chamber bucks. So
this is going to be like business after hours. It's not just
on
the boss,
steroids.
Right? Yeah,
not,
I mean,
steroids.
If you work there, you come on down, right?
Yes, it's, and I sent a mass email to all our chamber members yesterday. You know, this isn't just for the owner. This is for, you know, pass it around the office. This is all your employees. Anybody that's a chamber member, you know, bring your family out. It's a reduced fee tonight, and normal skating, which starts Friday to the public, is $10, which does include your skates, and that is the norm everywhere. And it's, you know, unlimited. People have asked us, well, so is that like for a half hour? It's no. If you want to stay out there for 2 hours and skate, go ahead. Uh-huh. It's not, you know, it's not limited. So it does, like I said, include your skates. It's decorated. It looks really great. We are so excited. Like I said, it's been a lot of late nights, but I know on November, we got some special things planned on the weekend of November 9th. I think that's a Saturday.
December
9th. December. Sorry. I'm a little sleep deprived.
December
9th.
That would be the night of the Dewey Parade. Yeah.
Go ahead. Okay. We have, well, during the day.
Okay.
Well, I think they're staying through the evening, too. Star Wars, you know, is the next weekend, the premiere of Star Wars, and we have the Star Wars characters. These are awesome. So we'll have we have Stormtrooper, we have Chewbacca. We've got everybody coming out. Darth Vader, very intimidating. So we'll have kind of a Star Wars theme. The next weekend we have there you go. next weekend we have Frozen characters that will be there. So there's just a lot of different activities that are happening.
And carolers.
We have carolers, Spotty,
not all the time.
Unfortunately, I can't find enough carolers. I know people in this town sing. Where are you? Come out. We do have four different nights with Select. I was hoping some more churches would step up and help us. But we do have 4 nights where we have a live nativity.
Okay.
And, you know, it's still not too late. If there's anyone out there, your small group, we have one church that their small group's doing it. Maybe your youth group. It's not like you're committing to a whole week. It's if you just want to do one Friday night or one Saturday night or, you know, a Sunday after, whatever. It's
I know
whatever
the station staff has one night. I don't remember when we're doing it.
Yeah, you guys are volunteering. You're not doing a live nativity, but.
No, sorry.
But you are volunteering, and we appreciate it. We have a lot. Y'all are all very theatrical. Speaking of volunteers, that has been what's really exciting. Obviously, with a staff of 6, there's no way we can man everything and be there every single night. We will have staff there every night, but not all 6 every single night, except for opening weekend. But so we needed, obviously, community to rally around this to make it happen. And between sponsors, which we have been so appreciative of, to make this happen, it's not a cheap, you know, adventure, but we needed volunteers to just help us pull it off. And every night we have got, or every day, because Saturdays and Sundays it's from 1 to 10, Thursdays and Fridays it's from 6 to 10. So we have different shifts, but we have had people, just individuals, companies. There's some shifts we have more than, I'm sure we'll find something for them to do, but people have really rallied around. The community has been very supportive. People are excited. So that's been really fun, very rewarding. The whole thing's been a lot of fun.
Well, there's so much going on in downtown Bartlesville.
There's tons.
I mean, this weekend, if you look at the list of things going on the Chamber website, I mean, Christmas parade, you're there. OKM has their Crystal Mart. So many different things going on
Children's
this weekend.
Musical Theaters has their thing
pageant,
starting
and
up.
Isn't the It's a Wonderful Life. Is that this weekend?
I believe it is,
so,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, there's lots happening. So just put
so
our
much,
ice rink
and
in.
Every weekend there's
Fantasy
some more
Land,
stuff
of course,
all
going
the way
on
up.
As well.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the ice rink will be up then all the way till
the 23rd.
Yep. And that's down by the chamber, by the train station.
Yes.
So that you can get down there. There's good parking, restaurants, all kinds of places to shop and do Christmas shopping.
And, you know, one thing, speaking of shopping, first of all, the chamber is located at 201 Southwest Keeler, just right smack dab downtown where the big tall buildings are. And it's the train depot. You'll see the lights. You can't miss it. Mm-hmm. But when you skate, when you're done, did I already say this? I don't think about the coupon book. I haven't said that, have I?
Said, okay. No. tell me about the coupon book.
Thank you, Charlie. Let me tell you. When you return your skates to our little skate hut, you will be given a coupon book, and there's about 48 merchants. I can't remember how many, and some really great coupons in there. You redeem one or two of those coupons, you've more than paid your admission into the park. The point was, I mean, this is the chamber, we want to drive people to our merchants to shop local. And so this is just an incentive to drive them into the stores and get them shopping local. And we're hoping to bring lots of people into town, too.
I mean, it's a great time of year. People are going to be shopping. We are trying to draw shoppers into Bartlesville. I mean, it does help, you know, create sales tax revenue for the city and all this stuff. And I know the chamber's been so focused on doing this great stuff to make sure that the economic vitality in downtown Bartlesville and everywhere is great, and it's working. So good job.
Well, thank you. We're excited. So come out and see us Friday night.
All right,
we'll be there.
Well, we will be out there, and we'll be checking it out all month. Really, it's a great deal, and the merchant crawl is tonight, and a special opening for the members of the chamber. If your company you work for is a member of the chamber, come on out. You get a discount on skating and chances to win prizes and such. And then, but it goes on all month.
Is there a Christmas tree lighting tonight that we need to mention?
It's a park lighting.
Okay, park lighting.
Yeah, the park lighting.
Okay,
very good. And of course, you can check out the lights down in the park, and you know, if you haven't driven through there, it's beautiful this time of year. Yeah, lots of good stuff going on. So.
Parade Friday night. Mm-hmm. We'll have the broadcast here on K1.
Saturday night.
Saturday night. Parade Saturday night. Again, starts at 5:30 from the parking lot. Mm-hmm. Usual parade route.
Yep. So as usual in Bartlesville, no lack of stuff going on and different stories to tell. So, yeah, we got, hey, what? Who's this here? We got something else.
I haven't heard that knock for a long time.
Heard
a
knock like that. Dale Lewis, what are you doing?
Hey, guys.
It's either Dale Lewis or Captain Stubby. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Been to somewhere, I'm sure.
Yeah. Do you have size 12 in those skates?
We sure do.
Let's go for tomorrow
13? Well, can William come? William is now,
yes,
we probably
William
need
will be
13
there.
Or 14.
Oh,
he's going to sing.
Tonight.
I know.
Yes,
what time? Kimberly six wants o'clock. To know. 6 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
Still can't be there at 6.
Well, I think she'll have trouble with that because she's planning to take Bodie to an indoor soccer match that starts at 4:30. Maybe she can be back. But, yeah. No, that's right. The jazz choir will be down there.
All right.
High school jazz choir singing tonight. And that's, so anyway, quit one. Maybe he'll get try on some skates. Anyway.
Wow, look, it's going to be cold too next week. It's coming.
Yeah, it is coming.
That's
We've
good
got
stuff.
The one and only original Buffalo Dale with us this morning.
Yeah. Guys, I've been all over the place. I just got in from New Mexico. Of course, when I was here with Brad about a month ago, Charlie, you were gone. You don't know I lost that Toyota I had in an accident out in. Santa Fe.
Joe couldn't put it back together for you.
It's like losing your dog. I mean, you never expect those Toyotas last so long, Brad. I don't know how you keep selling them because they last forever, but I called Brad, and luckily he had got a one owner in a used one that he had sold himself. And always service. I get. Do you get those regular where they buy them from you?
We do, and you can see that online. It is right there on the website. It'll say whether it's a one-owner vehicle. You can click on the Carfax and actually see most of the service history on the vehicle. All that information's right there on the specific vehicles, new and used, price comparisons, all that.
I just called you.
I know. I mean, but a lot of people don't take advantage of that. They're welcome to. Give me a call. Give us a call.
Well, I gave Brad a call from Santa Fe, and he just happened to have one. And when I got in town, I just jumped right in it and took off again. And
it's probably somebody else's slogan, but I'll use it. You've got a friend in the auto business.
Guys, it's brand new out. It just went auto book. I've been telling you about it. It came out Friday. They're in Oklahoma City now. I'm trying to get a few out here. This is what it looks like.
Okay.
Just like the book at the front, but when you open it up, you see that it's got all the disc in it.
Okay,
and
so you can listen to it.
Yes, 8 hours of listening. And we're going to give one away today, too. I brought an extra one in here. So,
cool.
Folks, listen up. What are we going to take, like the 30th caller?
We tried that one time, Dale, and I don't think having too many is a good idea. Maybe three. So, but on this, tell them about what they're here listening to. Here,
well,
this is not just someone reading a story to you.
This is we hired a Dallas disc jockey to read this. And it's 8 hours, and it's the it's all the book. Everything in the book is read, and then you'll see that there's some new information on the last disc. That this book's been out a year and a half, although it's been on the bestseller list all this time too.
Right.
But there's some brand new information that was just released on this disc on the last one, and of course, as you know, the statute of limitations never run out on murder, and so there's some interesting stuff on here. You can order these books on my website, which is originalbuffalodale.com. But I'd like to give one away here before we get done here.
Let's go ahead and just get the phones running. And Brad, give me a number.
I think three is a good number.
He says three. 918-336-1400. And let's see.
Brad, I was over in Hominy last week at the Drummond's house doing an autograph. I know you've been over there and you know Frederick and all of them.
Place.
But they're having some Christmas stuff over there, and I wanted to give them a plug while I was here.
Sunday open houses from 1 to 5. That's really nice, yeah.
And I'm actually leaving for Oklahoma City straight from here. I'm on tour about 6 days a week. I'm heading to the Lorick Ranch Western Store in Oklahoma City.
Okay, well, there's a headset, Dale. Why don't you just hold it up or to your ear or put it on? We've got our third caller, and I want them to get the opportunity to at least say hi to you.
Yeah.
And caller number three, you're on the air with Dale and Brad. Thanks for calling in. What's your first name, please?
Sandra.
Sandra, thanks for calling in this morning, and you are my third caller. Dale, tell her what she's won.
Well, Sandra, you've won the auto book of Footprints in the Dew. It's 8 disc, and I guess you want them to come up here and maybe pick it up?
If you'll do that, Sandra, you can. I'll have it here for you at the front desk. Pick it up, you know, in the next few days when you can. Stop by 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips, and we'll have this this CD book for you here at the front desk for you.
Oh, great, great.
Sandra, just a curiosity, what community you live in? Bartlesville, Dewey, Copan?
Dewey.
Okay.
Dewey.
Well, I certainly thank you for calling in. Have you had the opportunity to see the video presentation that Dale does?
No, I have not. I was going to go over to a presentation, the last one he had up here at Dewey, and we got busy and didn't get by there, and I saw where he had it on sale couple of places, and we just haven't made it over to get it yet.
Well, you've got a special one here. You'll be among the first in town to have this version.
Oh, fantastic.
I'll only talk to you a little bit off the air while these two continue with the program, but
okay.
we'll have it at the front desk for you when you stop by and pick it up. Brad?
Well, great. Thank you, Dale, for sharing that with our listeners. We really appreciate it, and I know they're always interested in hearing about what you've got going on, and I know there's lots of other stories you could tell.
Well, I'm for January the 2nd, I'm taking that car I bought from you back out to New Mexico again. I got commissioned for another book, Brad. I don't think I've told you this.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to be called The Last Scout. And it's a nonfiction book, too. And my agent has asked me not to talk too much about it. I don't even know if I'm supposed to be saying that or not.
Too late. It's already out there.
It's out there on Car Talk.
It'll be released in the spring, hopefully. But I go out to a big ranch there and write where I can really concentrate.
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful part of the world
Philmont, of course, is one of my favorite places
right.
in the world, where the Boy Scout Ranch out there that White Phillips donated, which what a guy he was. Both those Phillips guys, all those Phillips guys were so good, you know, and you know that. But, you know, Willow Rock is also a wonderful place to visit this time of year.
I think
they're having their members' Christmas party the 8th, isn't it?
The 8th, okay. Yeah, I mean, I was trying to get my head around the calendar. I looked at the chamber calendar this morning before Sherry came in, and I made a list of some of it, but it was probably about 10% of what's going on. There are so
every
many
day.
Things going on this time of year, you can't keep up.
And those memberships at Willow Rock, too, they get you into the Cowboy Hall of Fame in Oklahoma
mm-hmm.
City,
mm-hmm.
all over the place. So
and if you haven't seen that exhibit that's out there now, the that's the West Show.
I haven't seen that yet.
You need to go out there and
I'm
see that.
I'm anxious
Dale.
On
you,
the
8th. You will love it. You definitely.
Up my alley, I know.
Uh-huh. It is right there for you. Yeah. Well, good
well,
stuff.
Brad, I want to thank you for keeping me on the road. I went through about four of your Avalons in the last, when did I start this? Maybe 15 years. When did you come?
It was about 17 years ago.
That
now.
You came
almost,
on board?
Almost 18 now, since I came to Bartlesville from Tulsa and went to work for what was my uncle's dealership then. We moved from to here probably a couple years later. So,
mm-hmm. I think I bought that car actually before you, my first one before you came into town. But you kept up that tradition and the tradition of helping Bartlesville too with all your support.
Well,
and
I
appreciate that.
You know, it is part of a legacy. It's something that we do, and you know, that's important part of why I do what I do is because my grandfather started this business and his approach to it and the way that Bartlesville rewarded him and the connection to the community was such a great important thing, and you know, and you think of all the stuff like the baseball team, we talk about it on the show every year, but when the you know those people and how he started in the business and on a dealer's team in Tonkawa, mm-hmm. Oklahoma, playing basketball for a Ford dealer and ended up you know working there and then owned the dealership and came here and you know it's just it's an amazing story.
Yeah, we're so lucky you came here.
Well, I'm privileged and blessed to be here.
It's in your
here,
blood.
Sitting here in as a third generation you know, part of that legacy. And, you know, the stories all weave through these places like Willow Rock and you mm-hmm. know these stories in Bartlesville, all this stuff going on this weekend, and the great chamber we have, and you know, this, you know, like I said, everything that's happening. You know, all around this part of the world.
Those chamber memberships are very valuable too, not just Willow Rock members, but I've been a chamber member, not as long as Dungis has, I've been a chamber member for 19 years myself, which is... you don't have to be in business to be a chamber member. You can be an individual and be a chamber member.
And the chamber, you know, a lot of times people say, what do I get for that? You know, really. But you get what, first of all, you're an organization that puts on things like what was going on tonight and all month leading up to Christmas that makes sure that people are focused on Bartlesville and spending their money, which creates sales tax, which, you know, pays for, you know, over 60%, I think, of goes to pay for emergency care, police, fire, roads, stuff like that. So we need this in our community. And it goes way beyond that, of course, to creating a vibrant community and a place that's fun to live and makes us all happy.
I don't remember the exact number, but I will compare the city of Bartlesville to the school system. I know, because I've said it a number of times, Bartlesville schools, 90% of the dollars they get is payroll. And so it's very, very close to that for the city, in excess of 80% of the tax dollars they get are payroll, whether it's police, fire, streets, park, all that.
It's amazing. I mean, we need that as a community, and you just don't think about that. What do I get? And then as a chamber, you're driving that engine that makes it all happen. And then, but you also get access to networking, to meet new people.
You get to go skating with the other chamber members.
You get to go to Thursday business after hours once a month.
Those are fun, too.
Those are fun. It's just great for business, I think.
Yeah. You get to know all your friends here in town, too, the other chamber members, and it's just great.
It is that. Thanks for coming in again, Dale, and congratulations on getting this auto book out. And I know people will be listening to it probably over the holidays as they're doing their traveling around.
Since a lot of people's car has a CD player in it, you can stick the CD in and listen to it when you're going down the road.
8 hours.
After you're out of the radius of K1, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. And I heard you down in Oklahoma City, too, speaking of that.
Did you?
Yes. I was channel surfing, and I said, there's Charlie.
Yep.
And I'm not sure what station that was, but you're beaming down there in the city.
Always, always happy to be a part of what's going on in people's lives.
All right. Well, I got to get to Oklahoma. Can I get out there and get an oil change,
am I going to have to
wait in line?
I don't think so. Right now, or at least as I left, they were just finishing up a couple of them, and there were just a couple
there. Do they take appointments?
They really are very efficient at doing it, no appointment necessary, but you can schedule your appointment online or give us a call at 918-333-0900. The website, you can get to all our websites from dungeschoice.com.
So if I didn't get out there today and I came back in town next week, if I called ahead, on Monday and said I was coming in Tuesday morning, they could set that up and I would slide right in.
Or if you're on your phone, you know, just want to do it and don't want to make a call, just go select the time. It actually schedules the appointment in our system, schedules it in the system so we know you're coming right there from the website.
If when you were leaving Oklahoma City the other day, you could have called up and scheduled and said, I'll be there in 2 hours. They said, fine.
And I could drive right on in now. Why don't I get up there in this technical world? All right, guys, I got to head that way. Thanks again, Brad.
All right,
Charlie,
thank you.
Thank you very much, Dale. Appreciate it. And again, thanks to our caller, Sandra from Dewey, picks up that CD set.
Awesome. And so much going on in Bartlesville here. Appreciate Sherry and Dale coming out to help us inform everybody. They'll remind everybody we've still got the model year-end closeout stuff going on. Year-end event is underway for Ford.
Get a gift certificate for a detail.
Gift certificates for detail. Don't forget about the Toyota Dungis certification, the Q certified. Mm-hmm. With any new vehicle you purchase at Dungis, and this is really something that is unique to Dungis, you get a 7-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. It is a nationwide warranty. Comes with roadside assistance, all kinds of other benefits. It's complimentary at no additional cost to you when you purchase a new vehicle. Many of our used vehicles come with a 2-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty that's complimentary at no additional cost to you, that has all the same benefits. We've got Toyota and Ford and Lincoln certified vehicles. These are manufacturer certified vehicles. And then, of course, I mentioned the Toyota, Ford, and Lincoln new vehicles, and great deals on that. The market brace pricing online.
And if you buy a new Toyota, of course, that comes with 2 years of Toyota Care.
Toyota Care maintenance, all kinds of great values, things to consider, things like Tires for Life program, which is a way to make sure to will maintain your tires and rotate them for you at no cost. You'll balance them once a year. We will then replace your tiles at no cost to you once they get worn out, and do that for the life of your ownership of the vehicle.
Check it out, DundasChoice.com.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.